The Bertie Project, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by David Rintoul. On any Friday evening, the Cumberland Bar, just around the corner from Drummond Place and Scotland Street, might be expected to be busy, the meeting place of assorted mercantile tribes, of office workers from further down the hill, of young accountants, of estate agents and lawyers, and, conspicuous by their less formal attire, of some of the more bohemian, the more artistic inhabitants of this eastern corner of Edinburgh's Georgian New Town. At least two of this last group were present early that evening: Angus Lordy, portrait painter and owner of the dog Cyril, and his friend Matthew, proprietor of a small art gallery on Dundas Street, husband of Elspeth, and father of the robust and increasingly rumbustious triplets Tobin Maury, Ronald and Fergus. Cyril, the only dog in Scotland to have a gold tooth, and the only dog anywhere to have been trained to lift his leg at the mention of the controversial conceptual art award, the Turner Prize, was also there, lying contentedly beneath the table at which Matthew and Angus sat. Underneath this table was to be seen an empty metal bowl, licked clean of the dark stout poured into it only 10 minutes earlier, and the consumption of which had induced Cyril's state of somnolent contentment. "Your dog," observed Matthew, "really is a most peculiar creature. I've never quite worked him out, you know. He keeps looking at me in a distinctly disconcerting way." Angus glanced down at Cyril. Although one of the dog's eyes was closed, he saw that the other, half open, was focused on Matthew's feet. "It's as if he had something against me," Matthew continued. "Some canine grudge, perhaps."
"Oh, I don't think Cyril dislikes you. Quite the opposite, in fact." Angus smiled at Matthew. "It's just that he's always had this thing about your ankles."
"He nipped me," said Matthew accusingly. "Remember?"
"Yes, that was when he couldn't control himself any further. He yielded to temptation."
Angus paused, ready to defend his dog.
"We all have our temptations, don't we? Some hidden desire, something we're perhaps a bit ashamed of. Nobody's immune to that."
He paused again before concluding,
"Chocolate."
Matthew stared at Angus. He blushed. He had yielded to temptation only that afternoon, eating an entire bar of expensive Belgian chocolate bought by his assistant Pat as a birthday present for Elspeth. The chocolate had been entrusted to him, beautifully wrapped, for delivery to Elspeth, and he had sat and gazed at it, struggling with temptation, until at last he had succumbed. He had then eaten it in a single sitting when Pat went to post some letters, afterwards concealing the wrapping in the drawer of his desk. He had told himself that he would replace it in good time and that Elspeth would never know. But it was, he later decided, an entirely shameful thing to do. No different from the act of a postman who steals a parcel, or a charity collector who pockets donations. Was it possible that Angus had guessed what he had done? That seemed so unlikely, and yet why else would he suddenly bring chocolate into the conversation?